You are listening to the Preaching Podcast from the Stanton First Church of God in Stanton, Kentucky, located in the Red River Valley of the Appalachian Mountains. You will hear fervent, spirit-filled, revival preaching from the pulpit of the Stanton First Church of God. It is our desire that you will be helped by this gospel message.
Guarantee you there's many of us in here this morning that could stand up and testify how good God is, what God has done, how God has done things in their lives, and I could go on and on and on, and I know many of us could, but I'm so thankful this morning to see each and every one of you all today. You know, I'm so thankful today that my Savior, your Savior, has risen. He's risen. He's no longer in that tomb. He's no longer laying there dead. He's resurrected. He's no longer beat down. He's no longer distraught. He's no longer out of sync. He is on the throne of God, and He is sitting there at the right hand of the Father, and He is reigning, and He is ruling, and He is governing His people this morning. Praise God. I've got a little different message for Easter this morning. I'm going to start out talking about Lazarus in John chapter 11, verse 25 and 26. He says, "Are you in need?" I wrote out, "Are you in need of a resurrection?" And there's many of us that's no doubt in need of a resurrection. I don't care if you're saved this morning. I don't care if you're not this morning. There's things that happen in our lives, and we're in a need of a resurrection. And I know today is about Easter. I know today is about Christ's resurrection. But if it hadn't have been for His resurrection, you and I could not be resurrected today. We could not live in the newness of life that He has given us. We could not be able to get about ourselves with that newness of life without His resurrecting power today. You know the story of Lazarus. He had the great friend of Christ had come news to him and told him that he had passed. And the shortest scripture in the Bible says Jesus wept. You know, Jesus here, he could have went, could have healed him. He could have never died, whatever could have taken place. But there's some reason this happened in this period, in this time. There's some reason that Christ allowed this to take place. He was 4 days late before he got to the tomb where Lazarus was laying. And when they, after 4 days, they're already saying, the body stinketh. You know, don't open the tomb. You're already going into decomposition. All these things are starting to take place. And I know that might sound kind of icky this morning, but you've got to get down to the facts today that God works when it's God's time. Amen? Amen. It's not when you want it. It's not when I, you know, we want a God that's a genie in a bottle, and He don't work that way. It's God's timing. It God, when He wants to move, God will move. He allows things to happen in our lives. Bad things and good things take place in life for a purpose. There's always something good that can come out of something bad. But we have to look at it that way. We have to look at the brighter side of things. And this thing was taking place with Lazarus. His sisters were there. They were distraught. And they said, "Jesus, if only you'd have come sooner. If only this. If only that." One of the most powerful words in our language today is that word "if." If I'd have only done this. If I'd have only done that. Lord, if you'd only been here sooner. If this. If that. Lazarus may not have died. This may not have happened. I may not have had to go through this situation. God, if you'd have answered my prayers when I was praying. God, if you'd have watched out for me when I couldn't watch out for myself. God, if. We have that word "if." It's so prevalent in our dictionary. So prevalent in our language today. Jesus came at right on time with Lazarus to resurrect a dead body. This morning you may be here in your physical body, but you may be dead in your spirit today. But I'm telling you something, there's a man that can resurrect you this morning and give you new life today. Amen. He can do something in you that you can't do with inside of yourself. We can go to motivational speakers. We can go to all kinds of clubs. We can go to all kinds of different organizations, all kinds of different things, talk to all kinds of different people. We can go to psychiatrists. We can go to all these things. I'm not discrediting any one of them. But we can do all these things. But if we would go to the cross of Jesus Christ this morning, He can resurrect each and every one of us, no matter what we're going through right now. Amen. But it's us choosing Him. It's us being willing to follow Him. It's us being willing to say, Lord, here I am. In the mess, in the shape, in the condition I'm in, God, here I am. I've made a mess of my life. I have destroyed myself. I have done this and I have done that. And God, I stand in need of a resurrection this morning. And if you don't believe He can't resurrect you this morning, go look at the tomb where Lazarus was. Go look at the tomb where Jesus was. There ain't no bones in there this morning. The only thing in there is some grave clothes. They ain't no bones. And we're going to talk about those grave clothes in just a few moments. The significance of those grave clothes. But if you want to go there, there is none. Why? Because He lives. He lives. Do you want to live today? You think you might have the world by the tail. You may think you've got all the money in the world. You may have all the looks in the world. You may have all the prestige in the world. Everybody may look up to you. You may be like E.F. Hutton and everybody listens. Well, I got news for you this morning. You don't have nothing. You are a dead man walking without Jesus Christ today in your life. You may have breath in your bones. You may have breath in your lungs. You may be moving about, running your mouth, doing this and doing that, going about daily things. But if you're not a child of God this morning and you haven't been created in new life, you need a resurrection today. You need to hear the words of Christ say, arise! Arise! He stood at that tomb where Lazarus was laying. He stood there at that tomb and He said, Lazarus, come forth. Lazarus come out of that tomb, grave clothes, bound hand and foot, covered with the napkin of death. He come out and they said, loose him. He was alive. This morning, do you want to be alive? Do you really want to be alive? Do you really want to feel the power of God when you're going maybe through one of the most lowest, most troublesome valleys you've ever faced in your life, but yet you can still be alive? How? Through the blood of Jesus Christ. He spoke those words, Lazarus, come forth. The example of what we have today at the resurrection of Christ, He is speaking to you and I today, arise and come forth. What a better day to come to know Jesus Christ than on Resurrection Sunday. What a day to humble yourself before God and man and say, here I am, Lord. Wretched man and woman that I am, forgive me of the sin and create in me a new heart. Verse 25, He says, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live. You say, well, all I got to do is believe. Well, you got to believe, but then you got to have a transformation in your life. There's the belief part, then there's the transformation part. I can believe all I want to. I can believe anything. But it's when I allow it to transform me into the person that God wants me to be is when God can be able to come inside of me and live. He said, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live. In verse 26, and whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. Then he asked the question, do you believe this? I want to ask you this morning, do you believe this? Do you believe the words that's written in red that I'm reading to you right now? Do you believe this? That if you humble yourself before God and surrender your life to Him, that you shall never die? You say, well, how? I go to funerals all the time. My parents have passed away. My brother has passed away. My sister has passed away. My grandparents, if they was in Christ, they never died. They just went from here to there. They're still alive. Death is separation from God. That's what death is. Death is not just this body fading away. Death is, if you're not a Christian this morning, death means you're separated from the love of God and cast into eternity of fire and brimstone and hellfire for eternity. This morning, He wants to resurrect us. There are some of us sitting here right now at the sound of my voice that needs a resurrecting. This morning, there may be many of you that are standing here right now. You're spiritually dead. You don't know the Lord. You may have given in to God one time. You may have gotten saved at one period in time, but you've gotten to a place that you've become stalemate. You know that word, stalemate? You've come to a place where you're no longer living in Christ. You're no longer walking in Christ. You're no longer submitting yourself to Christ. You have become dead into what He wants. You've become dead in what He believes. You've become dead into how He wants you to live. You may be here this morning. You may be spiritually dead in need of a resurrection. Guess what? You can get it today. He's still on the throne this morning, ain't he, Gary? He's still on the throne, and he's still resurrecting lives. He's still saving souls. He's still in the soul-saving business. He still wants to save you out of the pits of hell. He wants to give you a life worth living this morning. But you've got to be willing to accept it. People all across our land today celebrating the resurrection of Jesus Christ, celebrating what God did this day. Friday, they call it Good Friday. I don't know what was good about it. It's a thought, it's a vision of it. But years after living, I realized what was good about it. He took my sin on Good Friday. He bore exactly what I was worthy of receiving. He took the beating. He took the scarring. He took all that. He took the death so that I wouldn't have to. He took all of that on Good Friday. He went down and He was scourged and He was beaten. His flesh was ripped off His body so that you wouldn't have to die the death that He was about to die. So that we could be set free this morning. So that we could have newness of life. Today there is hope. Do you believe it? Amen. Come on, do you believe there is hope this morning? Praise the Lord. I know there's hope this morning. Let's go to John chapter number 20. We're going to read just a little bit here. John chapter 20. We're going to read verses 1 through 7. Now on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene went to the tomb early while it was still dark and saw that the stone had been taken away from the tomb. Then she ran and came to Simon Peter and the other disciples whom Jesus loved and said to them, "They have taken away the Lord out of the tomb. We do not know where they have laid Him." Peter therefore, he went out and the other disciples, and they were going to the tomb. You can probably just imagine and see the frenzy that was taking place. They were nervous. They didn't know what was taking place. They had forgotten about Jesus saying, "Once this temple is destroyed, I will rebuild it." And on the third day, they had forgotten about what He had prophesied. They had forgotten about what He had spoken into their lives. They was in a frenzy. They thought somebody had took their Lord and Savior. They thought somebody had took Him out of that tomb and took Him somewhere else. They had forgotten, so easily forgotten, that He was the resurrection and the life. How easy do we forget about it this morning, you all? Think about it. How easy do we get tired? We go to church. We get saved for a little while. And we start going to church. Something upsets us or something doesn't go our way. And then we get all mad and we get upset. Instead of going to God, we run away from Him. Instead of falling on our face and asking God to help us to understand, instead of asking God to show us what we're doing wrong or what needs to take place, we take off and run. Instead of running to the help that we need, we run away from the help that we need. They were in a frenzy going to find His body. Somebody had stolen Him. I mean, I could see the hustle and the bustle, the fear, the anguish, the hurt, the anger, all this in their faces and in their moving about. No doubt probably talking to one another on their way down there. Who could have done this? Where would they take Him? They couldn't have went very far. They've not been gone that long. We got to track them down. We got to see where He's at. It's so easily forgot. The words of Christ said on that third day, "I shall rise. I shall arise." We so easily forget Jesus until something bad comes along. Then we want to cry out to Him. So something really hurtful comes along. Then we want to cry out, "Oh God, help me." Well, then if you don't have a relationship with Him, He can't hear you. I'm sorry, but He cannot hear you unless you have a relationship with Him. John 9 verse 31 plainly tells us He does not hear the prayers of sinners unless they are followers of Him. A lot of people don't want to hear that because they want to have their conscience eased and thinking they can pray anytime they want to. You've got to live a resurrected life before God can ever hear a word that comes out of your mouth. You've got to live a life for Him that is surrendered, totally given unto Him, before He can ever hear you utter a prayer. Only time He can hear us utter a prayer when we're sinners is the prayer of saying, God, forgive me. Forgive me. Wretched man that I am, Lord, forgive me. Save me. Create in me a new heart. Then you have His attention. Then He can answer your prayers. They were hustling. They were bustling. They were concerned what's going on. They had forgotten the words of Christ just a few days before, even. Just a few hours before what all was going to take place. They had let it slip their mind. Oh, so how easily we let things slip our mind in the things of God. Verse 2 again, then she ran and came to Simon Peter and the other disciples whom Jesus loved and said to them, they have taken away our Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they have laid Him. Peter, therefore, he went out and other disciples, and they were going to the tomb. So they ran together, and the other disciple outran Peter and came to the tomb first. And he stooping down and looking in, saw the linen clothes lying there, yet he did not go in. Verse 6, then Simon Peter came in following Him and went into the tomb, and he saw the linen clothes lying there. Verse 7, and the handkerchief that had been around his head, not lying with the linen clothes, but folded together in a place by itself. In that period in time, in the Jewish custom, and it still takes place in a lot of it yet today, when the master sits down to eat and the servants are serving him, if he was to get up from the table, if he wads up his napkin and he throws it on the table, that means he's not going to return. That means he's finished. They went into the tomb and there laid the grave clothes, and they were wadded up and thrown in the floor, but yet the napkin, the face garment was not there. It was folded neatly and placed in another place. Why is this so important? When the master would get up from the table and he would knew that he was going to return, he would fold that napkin neatly and lay it on the table so that the servants knew that he was going to return. So Jesus, when he got up out of those grave clothes and he slung them off in the floor and he folded that napkin so neatly and placed it off to the side, he gave them a sign right then that I'm going to return. Praise God, I'm going to return. I'm no longer dead. I have been risen. I am alive. And I'm coming back for those who believe in me. Praise the Lord, He folded it. He said, I'm not done. It's not finished. There's a time that I'm going to come back, and every man, every woman, every boy, and every girl that calls on the name of Jesus Christ shall be saved and go home to live in glory with me forevermore. Praise the Lord, He is not done. He's got another job to do. But when He comes back, He's not coming back as that lamb that was beaten and slain upon that cross. He's coming back with a reigning rod in His hand. The tribe of Judah, the Lion of all the world. He's going to come back with force. He's going to come back with justice. He's going to come back with law. And He's going to say, it is finished. Amen. Praise God. And then He'll take His church home to be with Him forevermore. The question is, though, do you need a resurrection today? That's the main question this morning. How are you today? How is your life this morning? Are you serving the risen Savior? Where is your walk with God right now? Have you been resurrected, or do you need a resurrection this morning? There's no time to waste. There's danger. Everybody here, hear this saying, there's danger in delay. Let me tell you, there is. You can put him off and put him off. Go to Romans chapter 1. They got to a place where God said, okay, I'm done with you. Just go on and live the way you want to, and I'll never call upon you again. When God's calling upon your heart, you better answer and receive when He's doing it. There ain't no promise of tomorrow. You've got newness of life today. You've got a chance right now to be resurrected. Saint and sinner alike. Let me tell you, you get stale. Christians can get stale in their walk with God. You can get to a place where you get mundane and you get to a place where it just becomes a habit or a routine. It's something that you got to keep fresh every single day by working in prayer, by living in the Word of God, by eating and taking and partaking of the manna that He is sending down from heaven on a moment-by-moment basis this morning. Are you in need of a resurrection today? Do you need to hear the words, arise? Come on, do you need to hear the words, arise this morning? Stand up, shake it off, get rid of the sin that's so easily beset you, the Bible says. Do you need to hear the words, arise this morning? Do you need to feel the power of God dwelling in your soul? Do you know Jesus Christ this morning? Do you know the power of His resurrection today? If not, I want to invite you to His resurrection. I want you to listen to this song that Blake is going to play right now. Watch the words. And I want you to stand to your feet. This is a song of invitation this morning. Rise, stand up to your feet this morning. Listen to this. Listen to the words of this song. Read the words of this song right now. Listen to what it has to say. Where are you at with God this morning? Think about it.
Just shuffling soldiers' feet as they guarded the grave. One day,
this may be you right now this morning. You may be spiritually in a tomb. Listen.
Could it be that Jesus breathed His last? Could it be that His Father had forsaken Him, turned His back on His Son, despising our sin? All hell seemed to whisper, just forget it, He's dead.
He's dead.
Then the Father looked down to His Son and said,
listen here. Come on, do you need a spiritual resurrection right now? I want to invite you to these altars of prayer. Do you need to hear the words? Is God saying to you right now, arise? Is He speaking to your heart right now saying, arise? Come out of it. Come out of it this morning. Think about it.
The earth trembled and the tomb began to shake. And like lightning from
taken off of you this morning? Do you need the weight of the world removed from your shoulders today? Then listen to these words. Arise and allow the Holy Spirit to remove you out of that bondage of sin today. devil thinks he's got you right now. He's got a hold on you that you think you can't let loose. You think you can't give in. You think, no, I just can't go. I can't live that life. Let me tell you something. He can release you this morning. He can give you freedom this morning like you've never felt before. Glad he lives today. Amen. I'm glad my Savior reigns. I'm glad he lives today.
Hey friend, thanks again for listening. I hope this message was a blessing to you. For more information about our church, go to our website at www.stantonfcog.com. You can also join us on Facebook at Stanton First Church of God. If this message helped you in any way, hit the share button below. Thanks again for listening, and always remember, God loves you, and so do I.